Into what is something you're sharing with everybody they might want to check out?
Well, this is a really fun app that my girlfriends from the West Coast told me about, and I'm like, I've always wondered how people do this. It's called Kira Kira, so K-I-R-A K-I-R-A plus, and it's the app that you can edit your photos and add sparkles, and it's so girly and it's really fun. It's 99 cents, but I feel like you're gonna love it. Paris Hilton, a lot of celebrities do it all the time. So if whatever you have, or you have a video or you have a picture and you just want to add the little sparkly glitter effect, that's how everyone is doing it. So again, it's Kira Kira, K-I-R-A K-I-R-A plus, and it's 99 cents, and I just got it and I love it. It's just really fun, and If you want to add a little something extra, and we'll put, of course, at Joe McKenzie the link to swipe up for it.
Dope. Okay. Live the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
Okay, so I'm actually into this jewelry. It's called OBX Studios, and it's jewelry made specifically for like working out and living in.
Oh,
so
cool.
You can wear it when you work out and you don't have to worry about, you know, it turning your skin green or anything like that. So it's all dipped in 24 karat gold, but it's not going to break the bank. So I have this necklace and it says girl power on it, obviously. And it was, I think, like around $50 or something, which is very affordable for like an actual good piece of jewelry. You can wear it. It's not going to like tarnish or like turn your skin green. It'll really stand against time. So I love it. I wear it while I'm working out. And I wear it like all day long.
And you have a charm. Does it say like L on it? Or
it says girl power on
it. Oh,
and
you said girl power.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's all handmade as well. So
I love
super
that.
Cool. And it's made by these two like really great girls in Denver. So a woman owned business. Love it.
Loves it. That's cool because you can add a little something accessory while you get sweaty.
Exactly.
Maybe a good Valentine's Day gift idea.
From myself to myself.
There you go. Dudes, if you're listening, check it out at joemckenzie.com. Pork chop. What are you into?
Speaking of Valentine's Day gift, mine would be really good as a Valentine's Day gift. It's called lovebookonline.com. And my boyfriend actually got this for me. And he didn't get it yet. He like showed me the screenshots. Basically, you go online to lovebookonline.com and you can make like an animated or like cartoon booklet of like you and your significant other.
So
here, look,
cute.
I have a screenshot of one of the pages he made, Mackenzie, and it says, "I love hearing you laugh," and then it's like a little cartoon character of him, and then there's me in my Sullivan's uniform, and it's like one of the jokes he said. He's like, "Oh, babe, you made $360? Well, you're really turning things around."
Hostage Boy is so sweet and thoughtful. This is so cool, and you both become little characters.
Yeah, and this book, it's online. It's like, so you can, you know, make the book, but if you actually want to buy it, I think it's like $40, but it's really the sweetest thing. It's like 40 pages of 40 reasons why he loves me. So, yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
So much better than like flowers or chocolate.
I was gonna say, I do like to give flowers out, but Mackenzie, that's a good point. Think all the things you buy that are not there a week later.
Yeah.
That could be for a lifetime or until you break up.
And I feel like too, guys appreciate, like I once did like 40 some reasons I love you, because guys don't take the time to do that stuff. So when a girl does it for a guy, let me ask you, men,
yeah,
do you appreciate that? Are you like, wow, this is so thoughtful? Like, I cannot believe she took the time or he took the time to make this for me.
I can't speak for every man, but as messed up as I am. But yeah, I would say when my wife does stuff like that, or when she says certain things, even whether we're fighting or not, and she just tells me something she appreciates, because nobody believes it, but I do things that are good for my wife sometimes, and I'm not a terrible husband, it means the world to me. Because like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like, how does she feel? Because you, as a man, you want to make sure that your wife feels loved and taken care of. And when she actually tells you that, that's pretty powerful.
If I got this for my boyfriend, he'd laugh in my face and be like, please tell me you did not spend a lot of money on this.
Complete opposites. But then once again,
very opposite ends of the spectrum.
But I'm
an
emotional dude, and your guy, I said, he's like never cried except for like when a grandma died.
They're like a perfect match, right?
Yeah.
No emotions in this family. And finally for me, listen, I'm not saying the whole thing's great, but I really like it. Maybe it's because I'm an Eminem stan, but Eminem on last weekend dropped new music, Music to be Murdered By, kind of the theme from Alfred Hitchcock.
Scary.
I know you think it's scary,
cool.
Mackenzie, but it's cool. I hope that we make this a radio song, because remember Juice WRLD passed away recently?
Yeah.
He's actually singing the hook on this song with Eminem. This particular song is called Godzilla, and I just love it.
I'm a monster. You get in my way, I'm gonna feed you to the monster. I'm normal during the day, but at night turn to a monster. When the moon shines like Ice World truckers, I look like a villain out of those blockbusters. Till the fire spit a monster. Blood on the dance floor. If you never gave a damn, raise your hand, cause I'm about to set trip. Vacation plans, one point like my indexes. So all you will ever get is some of the finger, prostate exam. How can I have all these fans that perspire like a liar's pants? I'm on fire and I got no plans to retire, and I'm still the man you admire. These chicks are spazzing out, I only get more handsome and flyer. I got them passing out like what you do when you hand someone flyers. What
goes up? Oh, I'm just so hyped up!
I'm feeling that, Joe. I love it.
There's some dark songs in there, like Stepdad. It's about killing Stepdad. So you may not like the album, but that's one song. Hopefully we'll play it. It's called Godzilla. All these are being put together right now as we speak. Liv the Web Girl is breaking the keyboard, typing so fast. We're going to put them up at joeandmackenzie.com. Mackenzie, what's coming up next in the tea?
Well, this hot couple will be performing together at the Super Bowl. And which Kardashian wants to get pregnant ASAP?